are listening to the Fantasy Alarm DFS NBA podcast with hosts John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FA Nation? John Pimba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Monday's 10-game main slate. James, another big slate here to kick off the week. Already have some injury news out, which is great to know about, and we should have a pretty strong week this one.
Yeah, pretty strong week. At the time of recording, we don't have too many totals in the Vegas front. We do have Pacers, Lakers, 234.5. Lakers giving 5 points to the visiting Pacers. Chicago, Utah. Utah just involved in massive total after massive total. Apparently, they don't think they can play any defense.
They usually can't.
They usually can't. 234.5 in that game as well. Bulls getting 2.5 on the road. And then we have Dallas. No, it's not even. That's it. Those are the only two games we have. So not a lot of current news. A couple teams on a back-to-back. Let's see. Washington on a back-to-back. Philly on a back-to-back. Boston on a back-to-back. Cleveland on a back-to-back. Orlando, Brooklyn on back-to-backs. Lots of teams on back-to-backs here, John. That's it. Indiana back-to-back too, as well.
Lots of teams on back-to-backs. We have on this 10-game slate, looking at 7 guys priced up over 10K. Nobody over 12, though. Jokic is your top price player at 11-4. He gets Houston. Durant gets Orlando at 11-1. So we'll go through. We'll talk about the guys that are in, out, and the impacts the lineups have. Go to the point guard position here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is at $10,500. He is your top price point guard. Again, matchup against Pelicans. The Thunder have been playing, some relatively competitive games. They're always high scoring. He's been the guy, but the price tag keeps rising. So we've only gotten over 52 fantasy points once in the last 5. The price is starting to get a little bit too much for SGA. We know it's always in his bag, but as the price rises, the ceiling lowers.
Yeah, I don't know. And I know it didn't matter the other day because the Pelicans got just torched. But, Jose Alvarado defense is looming, and that's very annoying. So I don't know if we need to go there. I think you can go there. But if he doesn't give you the peripherals, we're not going to get 50, as we saw. The points are going to be there consistently, but I don't know. I think it's more of a tournament play at 10-5.
Yep, I'm in agreement with you. Trey Young's at 9-9, Halliburton 9-4, another double-double for him today. He gets the Lakers. You've been all in on Fox of late, $9,300 for him. He gets Phoenix without Chris Paul. That's your above 9K point guard group. Outside of Halliburton, though, again, the other guys are fine, but I think I'm looking more mid-tier here on the slate.
I kind of like Trey. The assist numbers have been kind of crazy. And he went 4 of 16 shooting and gave us 52 fantasy points. Mm-hmm. Getting Philly on a back-to-back. I know Trey himself on a back-to-back. I don't know, man. There's something that just speaks to me about, guys that will shoot even when they miss, can give you 50 fantasy points. He makes 7 of those shots. What does he get? He gets you 60 because 3 of those could have been 3-pointers. So I like Trey in tournaments, getting Philly on a back-to-back.
He's faced Philly twice this year. Pretty identical numbers for him, but not great for fantasy. 26-7, 27-11, 6-7 turnovers in those 2 games. 40 and 45 fantasy points. This is back November 10th and 12th, so 2 weeks ago, essentially.
Yeah, which is, a slightly different Philly team because sure. Maxey was still healthy during those games. Played in both of them.
Yep.
So slightly different team. I think Trey's fine in tournaments. I completely agree on Halliburton, even though, just 44 fantasy points on Sunday. I was 61 2 nights ago, and that's something that we've kind of grown accustomed to. Halliburton, boom games. And
The double-digit assists will be there. Yep. It's if the scoring follows, basically.
Yep, and the steals, too, because, we're now gotten – a couple nights ago, 4 steals and 6 rebounds, and it's holy smokes, this guy breaks the slate. So definitely think Halliburton in play. And De'Aaron Fox, we've been saying it all along. Yes, 2 bad games in a row after a tremendous start. After a start that's going to get him an all-star bid, probably. No one's going to play him.
Yep.
So if you want to get a sub-5% De'Aaron Fox, you're welcome to. He has 60 in his bag.
Yep. Mid-tier guys here. Irving's price is dropping. I'm still not there yet with him, though. We always know he can go for 50. If you want to go against Orlando, it's certainly a matchup for him to have that type of success. Tournament play only for me, though. Kevin Porter against Denver. You've been the one talking about it. Denver's defense isn't as good as it has been in years past. Keep KPJ, again, a tough game against OKC, let a lot of people down on that one. But, you know, gave us 250 fantasy point games the two games prior in tougher matchups, Dallas and Golden State. So, again, tournament play, we know what he is capable of. Van Vliet's coming off a big game, but he has a tough matchup against Cleveland. So, I don't know, man. Again, I'm looking at this mid-tier range. Melton's up at 8K. You know, do you feel confident playing there? You know, this again, I'm looking more, I think so, 7K, 6K for DraftKings. You can play some of these guys, but I think there are other areas to spend up for so far on this slate.
Ah, man, Kyrie at 84 is pretty interesting.
It is. He hasn't been paying it off yet, but, like, he can, right?
We know he can. That's just interesting. I don't know. Orlando has been just god-awful. And who knows if they can even stay competitive in that game.
They lost Bamba tonight. Bamba ended up leaving that game with an injury, so.
Yeah, and they're losing to they're losing to Philly by 30 against, you know, Philly without their top three players. Yeah. So, like, who's to say they can even stay competitive with this form of Brooklyn? But Kyrie in tournaments, I don't really think I can get to anyone else. Like, I think KPJ is too expensive, especially when Jalen Green's just been the better of the two in the backcourt. So,
no arguments.
I don't think I'm going to get to KPJ at that price. Yep.
Clarkson's price is on the rise, $7,500 for him.
Yeah.
Feels a little bit tough. I think Jamal Murray at 7K is probably a pretty good play. Just given the matchup against Houston, he went for 45 against the Clippers the other night. He went for 45 against the Knicks. Now, Jokic is back, but that's fine. Like, Jokic is a good passer, sets up.
Yep.
It's all about, you know, does Houston stay in this game long enough? But a 7K Murray works. Campaign at 69, I also think is a pretty good spot for him. Again, some really good performances lately. A couple games where he's been in the low 20s. But at 6,900 is a price tag that I can get to there. Any other guys in the 6K range for you?
Shake, 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 dun, 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 dun. Shake, 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 dun, dun, dun. Shake your Miltons. Yeah.
Is 55 shake and 46 Miltons. Fantasy points good? Is that good?
I mean, for a backup, for a nobody, I'm just kidding. He's not. He should have been playing all along. And then tonight in this 30-point win, John, in 32 minutes, 25 actuals, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Hit 3 threes as well. I mean, the guy has been – it's been amazing. And we were just talking about it before we started the pod. Like, there's no way that he can just turn back to irrelevancy because that's what he was before these injuries. And I think you got to just keep playing Shake Milton until guys are back. Like, there's no reason not to play him if everyone's out.
I agree. If Mike Conley is out again, Sexton's been playing really well. 36, 27, 33 fantasy points for him. Kind of weird that he got benched in that Golden State game. I didn't see anything of an injury. Only 24 minutes. It wasn't foul trouble. They played Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Yep.
I don't know if it had to do with the front end of a back-to-back that they didn't play him there, but kind of weird. They only played 24 minutes in that game, but good to see him bounce right back and play 30 the next game. So, decent spot for him. Big price bump again, $4,900 up to $5,500. For Sexton there. Let's see. Monty Morris, any interest at 49?
Probably not. He's been pretty good on Sunday. I'm also interested, like, in all three Boston guys. I don't know if there's been confirmation on Tatum.
But yeah, he'll play. It was just an off day for him.
He's been dealing with the sprained ankle, right? So
It seemed more so just a rest day because they played on Friday, I think it was, right? And he had that big game. But I think they just gave him a couple of days off because it was Washington. I don't think they we'll watch on it. If he's out, then sure.
Washington is 10-9 this year. That's not – they're in the playoff hunt. Like, they're definitely a better team than they have been in years past.
Sure.
We saw it tonight. Like, Brogdon's had a huge game. Derek White's had a really good game. And I think Marcus Smart would have had a bigger game if this game was more competitive for longer. Like, he also was into foul trouble. I like all three of those guys for if there's no Jason Tatum.
Yep. It's one more game for Beverly, right? Suspension? Yep. So Schroeder, 4,500 on the starting lineup.
Yeah, he's been
why
so
take him out of the starting lineup at this point? Two games, starting lineup, 21 and 34 fantasy points. Just keep on rolling him out there for us.
Two wins.
Yep. One of them didn't have AD. LeBron went nuts, and Schroeder keeps playing. So I like him, obviously, at $4,500. Would you play the Alvarado 43?
Probably, yeah.
So what's our CGM status? Is he going to work his way out of this COVID protocol?
Right. Like we've
officially
seen
that ruled out, but we'll see. We've seen that before.
Yeah. The people have been coming in and out of protocol. He must actually just have it pretty badly if he's out for this long. So hopefully he's okay. But if he does work his way out, if he does. Again, random blowout in that Pelicans game, right? Down by 20 at half to Memphis. Memphis is a good team, but so is New Orleans, down by 20 at half, and then they were down by 30 at points in the third. So we should see closer to 30 minutes in a competitive game.
Yep, I agree with you there. Any other value guards for you?
You could probably take a dart on Devontae Graham if he makes shots when he comes in, right? If he comes in, makes shots, he'll stay in. If he doesn't, he won't. So... you mentioned NAW, that's a thing maybe.
Yeah, right? I said randomly played 30 minutes in that game for no, I don't understand why it happened. So
in MME, if you're multi-entering, maybe you take a look there, but.
Sure. All right, let's go to shooting guard then. Booker's at the top. Basically, I think the recipe now is if he's facing Utah, then go ahead. Other than that, we'll see. Sacramento obviously is a good spot as well. Mm-hmm. $9,600 though, kind of getting up there in price tag.
Yep.
Donnie Mitchell 9K again. If you want to play it, that's fine. We talked about this the other day with Cleveland Atlanta. It's the guard matchup's great. Somebody's gonna go off in this spot if you can figure it out which one. More power to you. Right. He had 54 fantasy points in that game. 43, 37 the next two nights. Toronto, we talk all the time, plays slow. If you want to play it, that's fine. We won't sit here and critique you at all. Maybe Bradley Beal at 87 is the first look for you. Any thoughts there?
Dude, he's been awesome.
Yeah.
He's been awesome. And they were without Kuzma on Sunday, so it makes you wonder if they're going to be without him again on Monday. And if they are, Bradley Beal, the offense is going to flow through him. Another pretty good game Sunday. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Still 5 minutes to go in that game. So, Beal could end up 36-6 and another 45 to 50 fantasy points later, it's Bradley Beal is earning that highest paid in the league status that his contract tells us it is. So, I think Bradley Beal is in a great spot against Minnesota, who has not been the defensive team I think we thought they would be. It all doesn't matter, though. Again, if Tatum doesn't play, Jaylen Brown is the lock and load play of the slate. So,
what's Brown up to right now? Again, blowout.
In 31 minutes. They had to put him back in the game. They put the starters back in. Washington's having a good fourth quarter.
Okay.
In 30 minutes that Jaylen Brown has played, he has 30 actual, 5 rebounds and assists. So what could be in a competitive format, Jaylen Brown's going to score 40.
Yeah.
If that game had stayed more competitive and Boston put him in the game earlier, he scores 40 actual. And he still might. There's 4 minutes left in the game, right? So still might. But if there's no Tatum, To on the opposite of your point, right? He gets a rest day on Sunday. Charlotte way worse than Washington.
Yes.
Charlotte is dead. LaMelo ankle dead, Hayward dead again. They're horrible. Yes. So
they could honestly. I bet Al Horford doesn't play in this game.
Yeah, probably rest back to back. Right.
Right. Yep. Would it shock you if Jaylen Brown got a rest day here with Tatum? If Tatum's back, right?
Or both, or they just rest them both and they just say we're good enough to beat you without.
I'm almost positive Al Horford doesn't play this game though.
Yeah, I don't think he's played. How many back to backs has he even played this?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to play at all.
He has not played a back to back. So. Yeah.
For sure not going to play against the Hornets here. So,
yep.
Wouldn't shock me if other guys ended up getting a rest day.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, just be on the lookout for that one. But yeah, JB's fine. And Edwards against Washington. I never get him right, but everybody else, when they play,
everyone does,
goes for 50. So, Go for it. 81 is a good number for him. Melton at 8K is expensive. We talked about that.
Yep.
You said Jalen Green's like their best player. Again, hard to argue with the recent numbers.
Well, I didn't say best player. Well, I mean, we know who their best player
Alperen
is.
Alperen Sengun, yeah, listen.
Yeah, so, by the way, I have to chime in here. Yes. I've led us down this path, so I'll dig us out here. It is Sengun.
Sengun.
It is Shen. There's a Shen in there. I've learned, and you know what? We're going to all need to know because he's going to be the best player in the NBA sooner or later.
Sooner rather than later. I'll also say this. We may have a new worst team against centers in the NBA in the Thunder. We always talk about attacking the Hornets. The last couple of nights that I've been, you know, working the playbook or in the Discord, I've just been like, whoever is the starting center against the Thunder, go out there and play that matchup. And they've pretty much gone out there and dominated. And Sengun was no different. And nobody played 8% rostered in my lineup there on Saturday. And he just absolutely obliterated them. So centers against the Thunder are certainly a play. Unfortunately, the Pelicans, they don't play Valanciunas enough probably to matter. So
Nance is questionable.
Well,
Nance is questionable. You're saying there's a chance, right?
There's a chance. So anyways, we'll get to center when we get to center. Again, Jalen Green's great. I don't know about Rozier. Maybe if everybody sits at 77, nobody else is playing for Charlotte. He's going to shoot a lot.
Revenge narrative.
Game. Franz, the only healthy guy maybe in Orlando again, you know? Yeah. So, he's 73. Zach LaVine at 72 is still too cheap. I mean, for how many slates?
How many slates? You said it, every slate. I mean, right? You look at his price. Every slate. That so since probably since like November, where he was 7,500, you've probably said it every slate.
Yeah, 42 against OKC. 40 hasn't let us down.
Although in the Orlando game, he has been nails.
Right. And 1 for 14, he got benched in that game. And I was like, he's going to come out pissed. And he's paying it off. So 7,200 for LaVine against Utah. Free square for me there, in my opinion there. You know, you pick the right giddy day, you know, it works out for you. 27 fantasy points against Houston, which should have been a great spot. Didn't happen. He's got 340 fantasy point games in the last five, though. So, you know, pick the right day.
I played the Houston Josh Giddey, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I took him on the underdog draft. So I was like, oh, Giddey was like my fourth pick. This is great.
Against Houston in the best spot on the board?
Yeah, wasn't great. Let's see here. Mid-tier. Buddy Hield.
Staying in LA, is this the showcase game that Buddy Hield Buddy Hield needs?
Possible.
Him and Miles Turner to the moon in this game
Brooklyn. I almost played him against Brooklyn and I didn't end up playing him against Brooklyn, unfortunately. I thought about it because he had 44 and 40 fantasy points against Brooklyn the first two times, and I was like,
we talked about this, it on
doesn't
the pod.
Defend the perimeter. And I was like, I won't go there. And then he goes for 40.
We talked about it on the pod.
Yeah,
you brought it. I think you were the one who brought it up in that for the Brooklyn matchup.
I did. The price is coming down on him. I was like, listen, he's 63 now. Like, it's there. Beasley's way too expensive. So,
yeah, there's no chance.
No upside anymore unless he keeps shooting the lights out, which he won't. Royce O'Neal touted him 21 fantasy points, 19 fantasy points the last two games. Of course, when I speak up, he lets us down. So,
100%. We are off him. He's going for 40.
Lonnie Walker continues to play well at 53.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
We'll keep chugging that train. Anybody else for you?
I mean, the Boston guys, as we mentioned, Malik Monk is always a tournament play. I don't
Daniels
think there's...
if he's out again?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not exciting, but it's fine, right?
I mean, you got a lot of minutes. It's also a blowout, though, but...
Yeah.
22 and 25, 20, 20, 22, 25 minutes, last three games.
Yeah. I'll give you
maybe
that.
No Ingram out or questionable? What we got here?
Ingram is doubtful, I think.
Doubtful to play. So, Murphy starts.
Yeah, well, our boy
Daniels
Trey Murphy
is the backup, so.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Like, it is what it was the other night, right? It's like a risky tournament play because he might only play 22 minutes off the bench, but like, he could play 25 to 30 if he's playing well. So.
They didn't even touch Troy Murphy's price. He's $4,600 against the Thunder. So
yeah, yep. Perfect pivot to small forward, right?
Yeah, we're over at small forward right now. So Kevin Durant's at 11-1. I don't want to pay that.
Nope. Can't do it.
Paolo by himself against Brooklyn at 83.
Yeah, as long as he plays. I mean, he's played big minutes since coming back from the injury. So
yeah, I think
they might just not have able bodies, right? Like, I don't think it was only – was it Gary Harris also who they got hurt?
No, Ross and Mbamba both got ruled out for the game in the second half.
It was Ross, okay. I saw one of them got ruled out.
They started Mo Wagner in the second half.
Yeah, that's going – and he's being Mo Wagner.
Yeah.
If you ever watch Mo Wagner play, that dude is not shy. He does a lot of work in a very short period of time.
Do you think you got Mo and Franz out there doing the double team? You know, Disney movie, Disney original, you know? The no look behind the backpack.
Disney original. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, GDR, it's 82 against Utah. You were in on it the other day, 47.
You're the one who played him.
Well, yeah, I played him, but you liked it, so.
Dude, he is not, like, there's just people
in
this.
To be fair, it went to overtime. We kind of needed the OT for him to ceiling for us, but yes.
Yeah, but even without those games,
yeah,
the last five, he's gone for 43 plus, and he's gone for 36. I mean, six of the last seven, he's been great, right? So, and it's a 234.5 total.
No arguments. Toby's at 79.
Crush tonight.
Is he?
If not for a blowout. Yeah, I mean, 25-5-5-2-1.
Okay.
Pretty good game. And that's in 30 minutes. They're not letting him play 38 like they are Shake Milton up 30, right. But, you know.
Lori's questionable here, but you do got the revenge game against Chicago, so.
Oh, he's playing. He's playing. Yeah. He did not enjoy the fact that he, like, ended up not starting his last year in Chicago.
Yeah. I don't blame you. If everybody's missing for Denver, so Michael Porter, Bones Highland, if those guys are two out again, Bruce Brown, I'll play Bruce Brown against Houston.
Porter, I think, is doubtful. Okay. I think was the official word. They gave us something.
Didn't participate in Sunday's practice, so have to imagine that's not good for his Monday game status. What was our Bones Highland update?
I think he is also doubtful. Bones Highland is officially questionable.
I think we need both of them to be out for Bruce Brown.
Yeah, it's tough. Michael Porter, unlikely to play is the official status.
Okay. Because we've seen when Bones Highland's been active and Porter was active, Bruce Brown's playing like 23 minutes. Yep. Maybe just one of them needs to be out then for him to get the 30. But we talk all the time. The dude just goes out there and can fill up stat sheets, and Houston is certainly the matchup for him to do that. Yep. So. Definitely a fan. I played Lou Dort the other day. That was kind of disappointing. He had a good run of games, and then he didn't. So, again, classic OKC.
Wait till you see Pokuševski's minutes.
Lou Dort played 14 minutes in that game.
And he started. And Pokuševski both started in that game. I'm never going to play these guys again. I'm just going to throw it there. Until this coach is gone, Mark Dagnall, I'm never playing these guys again.
If Al Horford sits, I'd give a little look at Grant Williams at 55 against Charlotte.
Absolutely. And you know who else has been great tonight, John?
Luke Kornet, probably.
No, Sam Hauser.
Sam Hauser. Yeah, that's true.
14-5, three threes. Look, they just might be without everybody. You're right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Boston hasn't really rested. Bad team against Charlotte. Like, they could be sitting some plays for sure. Like I said, Grant Williams is just a guy that can play the five for them. Luke Kornet's been playing a lot of minutes sort of a lot of minutes for them and playing well.
20 minutes. He actually did have a really good game tonight. 20 minutes, 12, 4, 1, and 2 blocks. So.
Yeah. He had a couple swats the other night against Sacramento as well. So, just kind of.
The murder cornet is out there.
The green cornet, the murder cornet, whatever you want to call it. He's out there and getting some minutes. Rob Williams, they said, will be back by Christmas. And then the Celtics' real season starts. So. Yeah, Lob City coming, even though Rob Williams probably played 10 minutes a night to the playoffs. So keep us.
Yeah, probably. That's probably
all that's for nothing. We're playing Troy Murphy at 46.
Yep.
Anyways, let's see here. Patrick Williams at 43. We keep calling him out. He keeps giving us 24 fantasy points. So they don't touch his price tag. He gives us exactly what he gives us every time we go out there. Which is like 6X. He's giving us 6X. We asked for 5X. He's almost consistently giving us 6X every night. So I like Patrick Williams a lot there again against Utah. Yep. Anybody else for you?
I would play Denny in the tournament, especially if Kuzma's out. Yeah. Denny's been really, really good. Didn't have the best game against Boston. Nobody really did other than Bradley Beal. But 26 or more fantasy points in 8 of his last 9 games coming into tonight. Been really good on the glass. Been very good defensively, which is what his MO is, but he's been scoring a little bit more, and the assists have been there. So I would go Denny if Kuzma's out. They're giving him a lot of minutes.
Three straight games of 30 minutes for Juancho. No Scotty Barnes.
Yeah, I just can
already ruled out.
Cannot believe it.
$3,800 for Juancho.
Cannot believe it.
So I think we have to at least give him some looks.
Is Scotty Barnes officially out? He's listed questionable.
I thought I got an update that he was officially out earlier today. We'll have to go back, I guess, and take a quick peek at that. I thought I did see him out though. Let's see. Nance. McCollum is still out. Ingram. A lot of news updates here scrolling through here. Hachimura, Monty Moore, Scott Kuzma, Brunson, Porter. I swore I saw that he was ruled out already. Scotty Barnes. I lied. Scotty Barnes practiced Sunday. That's what it was. So did Siakam. Sunday. Siakam also practiced on Sunday.
Well, yeah. They've officially listed him questionable for Monday.
I'm pay attention to the news. Pay attention to the news on the Toronto team. They could be out there playing. Would you play Gary Harris if he starts? 27 minutes against Philly.
Did he play the back to back the other day?
No, 18, 21st, and 25th. Did he play? Is he out there?
I think they had a back. I feel like they had. Yeah, he played tonight.
Okay.
I'm interested. He started tonight. He actually was off to a pretty good start. He did have a pretty good game.
$3,900. So.
If he starts, sure. Because they just might need able bodies. Like, we don't know if Suggs is going to be back. We don't know really what their rotation is going to look like. So, definitely something to pay attention to.
All right, power forward. LeBron against the Pacers at 10-9 quickly gave us just peak LeBron pricing after one game. They never adjusted Anthony Davis when he went off for 90 points for four straight weeks. But
four straight weeks?
Yeah, LeBron comes back and immediately gets ceiling pricing against the Pacers there at 10-9. Towns against Washington at 9-1. Those are your top two guys there. Maybe Tatum if Tatum comes back. But again, I don't know. Sure. If Tatum plays and like everybody else is out, then you play Tatum because Tatum can go for 70.
Yep. We saw that already.
Yep.
We saw that song and dance. Yep.
So what do you finish? Yeah, 67 against Detroit. So, we know what that's like.
Yeah.
Zion versus OKC at $7,900, James.
Yeah, I mean,
if there is a spot for him, this is it. Cheapest he's been all year.
This is a product of, we talk about it all the time, like Malik Beasley's price is a product of that 55 fantasy point game the other day. His price is now a product of a random blowout where, he didn't look, I mean, he still played 30 minutes, but he took 12 shots with a hurt Ingram who left and no McCollum. Yeah. He's not going to do that again. He's also rarely taking two free throws a game, at least these days. I mean, we had 15, 15, 8, and 3 of the last 4 were going into the Memphis game.
Mm-hmm.
He's been good in the passing lanes. He's been good on the glass.
He's got to take more than 12 shots, though.
He's taking more shots.
He has to take more shots.
And then you talked about the front court. Like, I know this isn't a center, but this is a member of a front court.
Yeah, right? It's an elite spot for front courts. But, like, look at the 3 of the last 4 games. 9, 7, and 12 shot attempts. Like,
yeah, it's bad.
What is this? He's got to be more aggressive. You know, you got to be a better offensive player there.
I mean, one of the Houston game, maybe I'll give him a pass because he had 12 free throws. So, like, he was clearly being aggressive if you're getting fouled that many times. But I 100% give you the Memphis game and I 100% give you the Golden State game. Just not aggressive.
Just has to be more aggressive. Yep. Ben Simmons against Orlando. I don't mind, I guess, running that back. 71's a good.
I mean, if you could score 2 points and put up 34 fantasy points, I am fine because he is going to score more than 2 points most nights.
Most times he's going to score more than 2 points. I agree with you. Aaron Gordon, if everybody's out again, I mean, 50 back-to-back 50 burgers, man. We even talked about this against the Clippers. I'm like, if everybody's out, like, he's in there. I think I threw him in the playbook that night too. So
yeah, he's balling.
Yep. Good spot to last down, but it is what it is. All right. Any of these 6K, make 5K guys for you?
Jabari Smith's been really good lately. Last 3 games, 32, 40, 35.
I was a little bit worried about Şengün being back in that lineup, and then he still got you 13 boards. So
still got 13 boards. So I'm okay going Jabari. I think, again, I think that's going to be a fun game, Denver-Houston. Grant Williams was 4,500, by the way, on Sunday. 5,500 is definitely a little expensive, I would say, for Grant Williams. Yeah. That is Jason Tatum being out baked in. That's the algorithm baking in.
So what is the start? Wait, what was the starting lineup for the Celtics on
Sunday? They started Grant. They started Derek White.
Okay.
So yeah. It was Smart, White, Brown.
Tatum at the power forward.
Grant Williams. You're saying without Tatum?
What was Friday's starting lineup? So Friday's starting lineup, it said Williams has come off the bench against the Mavericks and the Kings the last two games. So what was the Friday starting lineup for the Celtics?
We'll check it out. But I don't – 5,500 is a little scary to me.
Yeah,
because I mean
– I said if people are out though, like he's – we've seen him get a double-double before.
Yeah, if he – I mean he went for 40. Yeah. I mean, you know, he has gone for 40. They started Derek White in the Kings game. Okay.
Yeah, the Detroit game when everybody was out, Tatum went for 67, Grant Williams went for 40. So.
Went for 40, yep.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure if they would they moved Derek White back into the starting lineup and bumped Tatum. So interesting spot there for him there. Let's see. Any other value guys for you? Yeah, Poku played 8 minutes, huh? Hilarious.
I won't confirm.
You can never play him again.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can't play him.
It's impossible. I'm so stupid because I know it and I say it all the time about how terrible their rotation is. And we talk about it all the time. And you like, even you'll be like, what about? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I still put myself through the torture and I played him. So like, this is why I'm very salty, but like, you just can't play him. I don't care if he goes for 100 fantasy points.
Can't do it. He'll give you 40 and like, oh, this is the chance. And it's not because he won't play the next night.
I will throw this out there, John. I'm going to throw it out there, and we can move on. John Collins went for 47 fantasy points today, 23 and 14.
Yeah.
He has not been this cheap.
He hasn't been as good as he was today either. So.
No, that's absolutely correct. I think maybe the first slate of the year he was.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget it. It was like the first couple slates, and you were like, why is this the way it is? Why is his prop the way it is? And he hasn't looked good since.
Yep, hasn't looked good since. Nope.
But he's 5,500. Just throwing it out there. That's all I'm going to say.
If Mo Wagner starts against Brooklyn, I'd play him.
Dude, he is a absolute fantasy point per minute freak.
Yeah.
Freak.
Again, he started the second half today. So, like, If Bama doesn't play tomorrow and Carter doesn't come back, wouldn't it only make sense for him to start the game tomorrow?
Yep. So, he had 12, 6, 4, and a steal.
Yeah. Dude, this is a guy that last year would come in and play 14, 15 minutes and give you 30 fantasy points. And you would yell at me when I would recommend him.
But sounds correct. This is what happened. Sounds correct.
Eric Gordon got randomly ruled out the other day. KJ Martin entered the lineup, went for 45. Nobody even played him. It happened. If for whatever reason Eric Gordon gets ruled out again and KJ Martin's in the lineup, sure. Can probably run some options for you there.
Yep.
Let's see. Cornette's power forward center eligible. Like I said, if people are out, do you play that Detroit game? Only 9 minutes in that one. 25 minutes against Atlanta gave you 34 fantasy points, though, in that blowout. So we'll see. We'll see what happens if Cornette draws a start there. Didn't they start, like, Blake Griffin?
They started Blake the last time Horford sat.
It makes no sense.
I don't think Blake played. Like, it was just one of those, like, the JaVale McGee's.
Yeah, right? the head nod start.
Yeah, 20 minutes. He had 20 minutes against Detroit for Blake.
Okay.
So
we'll see. I still like Patrick Williams there. Wagner's fine. Jalen McDaniels. Any thoughts with him? He's playing 30 minutes again, right? Because everybody's out.
No. Well, you know Hayward.
Hayward. That's what I'm
saying. So Hayward's dead. Yeah. This could be a blowout. Yeah. So.
All right. Center position. Jokic is at 11-4 against Houston. You kind of have to go here, right?
It's a pretty good spot, yeah. I mean, if there's no Porter, no Bones, the ball's just going to obviously flow through Jokic.
Yeah. He's just really good. Anthony Davis at 10-7. Again, they just don't...
Still good with LeBron, by the way.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
He only played one game with LeBron. He went for 25 and 15. So.
and 3 blocks and a steal and 4 assists because...
And they dropped his price tag, 10-7.
Yep. Correct.
So I'm good. Good for. I mean, hey, what did Zubac do today against the Pacers? Just refresh my memory real quick.
I believe he had something along. Yeah. Now don't quote me. Something along the lines of 293 rebounds and 400 points, I think it was. Yeah. Or it was like 31 and 29, actually, I think was the...
Yeah, yeah. 31 points, 29 rebounds today for Vika Zubac against the Pacers. So, yeah, Anthony Davis could probably do something like that. So
Probably
do something like that. So yeah, I don't mind it at all. Let's see here. Would you play Ayton the way he's going? Dude, I called his game out against Detroit a couple days ago. He went for 50, and then he topped it against Utah, went for 66. 29-21 against Utah. I mean,
yeah.
Is it like what version of Ayton are we getting right now? Like, who is this?
The best version. I mean, the number one overall pick version.
Can he do it against Sabonis?
I mean, they're either this is one of those, like, when you watch boxers or MMA fighters, like, knock each other out at the same time. This is one of those, because they both could just pick up 2,000 against one another, like, simultaneously.
Yeah. Vuk gets Utah, as we just talked about. Ayton just destroyed them. He hasn't really popped, though. Even in that OKC matchup, got the 40 minutes, no steals, no blocks, 13-13. So...
Dude, we've been saying it. I've been saying it for like 2 years. It's just when three of them are healthy, Vooch is the odd man out. Yeah. It's just all Levine and all DeRozan all the time. When he's the secondary option, there's sometimes where he's the primary option.
Yeah.
But it's just when three guys are healthy, it's just not a good fit for him.
After he didn't attempt a shot against Miami, Gobert went for 44 and 48 fantasy points against Golden State the other day in the blowout loss. He had just 22, but he had 9 and 10. Would you take a shot at Gobert at 6,600 here against Washington?
I don't know.
It's a good tournament. Sure.
It's a good tournament play. Yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder if he's going to be chasing Porzingis around the perimeter at all in this game. Cause that would be obviously a terrible idea, but
you just have Towns run out there, especially if there's no Kuzma, right? You just have Towns.
That's fair.
Who started today without Kuzma?
They started Denny and they started Kispert.
Okay. Monty, Beal, Kispert, Denny, and Porzingis.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. Let's see here. Again, Valanciunas has a great spot if
Nance is out. I think that, I mean, I know they have, but
he's
like Jackson Hayes.
$900, man.
I know. Like, I think like, I would not call him a core play, right? Because that would be foolish of us, given where he is. But he is one of the more appealing tournament plays in that whole
world. No Ingram, no McCollum. If there's no Nance.
Dude, he's one of the most interesting tournament plays on the slate. He's probably one of the best. I would go on a limb and say he's probably one of the best five tournament plays on the slate if Nance sits.
I mean,
I don't know if that's like, if I don't know if I'm like stretching it a little too much.
I don't think
so,
because he gave us 62 already this year against Charlotte. Like, dude, we know what his ceiling is. So.
5,900. Like, they're not going to play Hernan Gote and they're not going to play Hayes over him. No. Like, they're not. They're not.
Nope. 29 fantasy points is 5x at 5,900. So,
dude, and there's 60 in there, right? Like, we saw.
He gave 40 in 26 minutes 2 games ago.
One of the best tournament plays on the board, if Nance sits.
Yep. I agree with you. Kelly O also in the tournament play range. Give you 34.
He's been good, dude. He's been pretty good.
I played him at 3% against Golden State. Nobody won the Kelly O experience in that matchup there. Claxton against Orlando at 55. I think you can play out there.
Yep.
Plumlee, if Horford sits, Plumlee at 54 is kind of interesting. Double digit rebounds probably locked up, and look at the assist numbers for him have been really good. Is he sexy? He's not. Yeah,
no,
especially when
stash.
We're just talking about Valanciunas is like a possible GBP winner at 59, but I'd be okay with Plumlee there if he's healthy. I mean, if he starts and there's no Horford, I think there's some play there for him.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about sexy. I mean, look at that dirt stash. I mean, let's get a new picture of this guy. You know, like, look at this horrible Zorro stash. Yeah, 5,400 is a good price. And
he's got
again,
40 burgers already on his ledger.
Dude, they're going to start Blake Griffin. If there's no, like, they're going to start Blake Griffin.
Blake, Cornette, they're going to start one of the two, right? Like,
I mean, the one thing that we've said about Boston, they're a effing wagon. Yeah. We all understand it. We're like hip to it. We know that like they are on a collision course for greatness this year, like they were last year. But they're obviously deficient where Rob Williams isn't, right? Right. Like, when Rob Williams comes back, that gets shored up. Their one deficiency is their front court defense, because Horford's old, and when he's not there, it's Blake Griffin, and it's Noah Vonleh, and it's Luke Kornet. So, yeah, I'm in on Plum Dog. Now, none of us are saying he's going to score 20 points, but there's a lot of offensive rebounding opportunities probably without Horford, and we've seen some 40s, as you mentioned.
Sticking with the rule, as long as Harrell's the one starting, we play Harrell over Reed.
Yep. Yep. Well,
what?
Sunday was a very frustrating day.
Sure.
Because it's another one of those slates where, like, Harrell, I mean, yes, there was a blowout involved and Paul Reed got all the run.
Yeah.
12 and 13 with 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks for Paul Reed.
No, we dominated. Like Paul Reed. They just don't start him. May be no Capella in this matchup. He's still dealing with dental pain. Whatever that is for him.
See if he played Sunday. He play Sunday?
Nope.
He did not.
Did not play
Ngankwo, 34 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, definitely playing Ngankwo at 43 if Capella's out again. Mm. I would for sure play that price tag against Harrell or Reed. Either one's fine. Not a tough matchup.
They're both just tournament plays. Like, but you're right. Harrell has to start for him to be on the board.
Yeah.
I think they're both tournament plays either way.
Yep. I agree with you there. Any other center options for you down here?
I mean, if AD doesn't play, I guess you could look at Thomas Bryant. He only played 18 minutes.
Yeah, super annoying because he, again, 20 fantasy points in the 18 minutes. I don't know why they didn't run him back out there.
So Wayne Gabriel played 22, and he had 27 fantasy points. So even if Bryant started, maybe you look at Gabriel as like the $600 less play that played more minutes. Maybe that's like a contrarian pivot, but obviously it's all for naught if Anthony Davis plays. And I think Davis is questionable, so it's a calf. Dude, what is wrong with this guy? It's been a back. It's been a back all year long, and now it's a calf. And then it was the elbow the other day where he went numb in the middle of the game. Like, dude, what the?
And then if Kornet starts, you can play Kornet.
Sure.
All right, build our lineup here. Are we going Joker? Are we going?
I don't really like any other spend ups. Or we just go like.
So I'm thinking double center. We go Joker and Valanciunas just to start this.
Right. And then we're gonna use Trey Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy, right.
And this is the spot I would love to use Zion, but like I have 3 Pelicans. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst because you're taking 2 of their top players off the floor. But
yeah,
tough to get. It's really tough to get 3.
It is tough. All right, so that's $5,600 a player with Murphy, Jokic, and Valanciunas.
Dennis Schroeder, 45.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably one of our top values, right?
I would agree with you.
Just considering who's in and who's out.
Yep, $5,900 a play moving forward. Shake at 65.
Yep, 100%. Right. Lock and load, baby. Lock and load. I guess we don't know if Joel Embiid's going to be out. Just throwing that out there.
That is fair. I like Levine at 72.
Love Levine at 72. I mean, you keep saying it. I mean,
it's 5K play at power forward and forward. Would you run Pat Will out there?
We would, yeah. 234 and a half total. I mean,
$4,300, Patrick Williams. That gives us a $5,600 forward to finish off the lineup here.
I mean, it's obviously Grant if, I guess
Lonnie, won't say obvious. Lonnie at 53?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Lonnie 53. All right. So that's our lineup here. Obviously, tentative to the news. We're recording here Sunday evening. If guys get ruled in, ruled out, obviously we'll be adjusting that. Ryan Kirksey will be on the playbook. You know, James and I will be in your Discord there answering any questions you got as we load up. Closer to roster lock, you can also find us on Twitter. If you don't need to know already, you can find us there as well. So for James and I, good luck, and we'll catch you guys later.